You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No. Because I'm going to get him.
Welcome to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. Folks, we broadcast live every weeknight. That's Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Global Star Radio Network. We're simulcast as well on YouTube, our official YouTube channel. And we're also simulcast on BTR. Let's Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget, folks, we've got two separate websites, one for the show, HagmanandHagman.com, one for news information, that's HagmanReport.com. Bookmark them both. I'm Doug Hagman at the helm with fellow investigator and researcher Joe Hagman, my son, something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team. We dig into the topics that the mass media won't. And tonight is no different. Tonight we've got a fantastic show for you planned. I cannot believe the information which you're about to hear. I mean, well, I can believe it. I shouldn't say that. Folks, buckle in because it's going to be a fantastic show. We have with us Mr. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. We've got Mr. Greg Evenson. That's right, Mr. Greg Evenson. I know it's been a long time since he's been heard. Mr. Evenson has been infirmed. He's been through a rough year. Please pray for him. He's here tonight to do the, look, we're gonna give Mr. Evenson the floor and a lot of latitude. But before we do, I just want to mention, folks, tonight's broadcast, portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Pro Flowers. Folks, Mother's Day is not too far away. My goodness. And you know what? If you still have your mom, if you're lucky enough to still have your mom, then celebrate. Help her celebrate Mother's Day with a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers or the mother of your children. You can get mom 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do, folks, is go to proflowers.com on the right-hand microphone box. Type in the word Hagman for that special offer. That's proflowers.com, right-hand microphone box, Hagman. And the offer expires tonight at midnight. So please, folks, get busy. I'm going to bring Joe on, who's going to bring our guests on.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic show planned for you tonight. We have Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, and Greg Evenson is joining us for the first time in a while. His website, theheartlandusa.com, and both these gentlemen are with us now. Steve, I'm going to turn it over to you. And you take
Well, thank you. Hey, and it's nice to be on with Greg again after pretty much a year. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the fact that it's even going is due to the faithfulness of those of you who have interceded for both Greg and Liz Evenson over the last year. Over the last year, Greg has undergone pretty much 8 surgeries, and it's been literally a full year. And he would not have been here had it not been for the love, the concern, and the heart of God moving to restore his servant Greg to the times we now live been. Greg and I have been on the radio for a long time. For those of you that don't know, a highly decorated Kansas police officer. Also, most people don't know this, but a special operations officer. That's all I'll say, who basically is still in contact with people all over the world. Greg and I have taken a lot of heat together. I'm going to yield the floor almost entirely this first hour to him, unless he needs to take a break, because though he's been down on his back, and though his enemies did not triumph over him, there were still people that were contacting him through the entire year, and even as early as last week, with some pretty pertinent information. When Greg and I first started talking about this, everything from yard farming, what to expect, even to the fact that the whole Gulf Coast was going to be relocated, and because the information got out, that failed. I believe that the God of heaven in his mercy and his infinite love for his creation has stopped events in their tracks so that God's people might have a little more time to not only repent, but to come to know him and to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, since Greg has been off the air, we have seen in the last year, we've seen the entire world picture change dramatically. We now have all the lies about Planet X being exposed. We have the lies about the military still being under U.S. command being exposed. Greg will deal with that. Lies about geoengineering. People are sick and dying all over the country due to chemtrail spraying. Lies about the economy. We have lies about the true state of world affairs, and we've got the lies about Fukushima, the lies about the earthquakes, the lies about the volcanoes, the whole world, Jesus said, lies the evil one. So with that, I'm going to bring on my good friend Greg Evenson, and someone that a whole lot of us owe a lot of thanks to Living God for raising up Greg, and I'm excited to be on him this night on Hagman & Hagman. Greg, share with us what you feel the Lord has placed on your heart, and may we start out with something that's so obvious, yet people missed it under Jade Helm and all the operations we've been warning about through all the years. What are you being told about who controls our military? And forgive me, it's no longer our military, is it?
No, it's not, Steve. Everybody, thank you so much. You'll forgive me tonight that my voice, after 8 surgeries, is not quite back, but we're working on that. And I want you to know, folks, before I give this information to you, that there are only a handful of men in the entire world that I respect to the degree that I respect Doug and Joe and Steve. There is no question about it. These men are courageous. They will not lean over just because the wind is blowing. And I will tell you, what they have been through in the last year is so great. So great a failing on the part of those that are aligned against us that it makes them look foolish. That is, those people that have tried so hard to bring us down. And I just want you folks to know that there are very few individuals on planet Earth that come close to these three men right here. It's an honor for me to be with you tonight, gentlemen. And I will tell you that we dedicate tonight to your strength and courage, and also to that of those who are faithful, even yet, to the things of the Lord. So with that, Steve, your question is, and should be answered, I should say, by this. There is no way for people to understand what it is that we are up against, except that there is no question on planet Earth that what is happening is the embodiment of evil. ISIS is the foot soldier for the Antichrist. The work that we're seeing put out in front of us as the gates of hell are beginning to open in both hemispheres, that is east and west, and also north and south. we are seeing the what we've talked about over the years about the spread of Nazi evil that has been creeping out of the Antarctic area for many years. And it's come about simply because there has been no movement to stop it, and only those that are willing to promote it. And so as we get to that area a little bit later, gentlemen, you will see why it is that we have a Muslim president that will make his way south to Argentina and dance while the Nazis are putting on their last charade, that they're gone, there's none of them left, and that's a bunch of absolute bunk. So we are now at a point where we are seeing the culmination, the combination of those on planet Earth who are not only part of the one world government, but of a long-lasting effort that has come about because there has been no one with the courage or ability to stop them. And so we are up against ISIS or ISIL, depending on how you look at the caliphate. And those people, as I am told, by two generations of men who are still trying, they are trying to set this whole thing on its ear, but not having much luck. Why? Well, it's simple. Because we have governments all over the planet, but most notably Europe and the Mideast, that simply will not fight those that need to be fought. Now, the FBI has recently come out with a number of discoveries, if you will, and we have one gentleman by the name of John Guendola, an FBI retired FBI agent, who is at the forefront of bringing the supremacy of Jesus Christ and the lunacy of the Muslim faith to the forefront. And I am so grateful he is doing that, number one. Number two, we are seeing the destruction of much of our way of life right in front of our eyes because those that have been charged with taking care of our way of life have dropped all that we have known to be that which is most precious. Not only the Constitution, but certainly and foremost those areas that the government refuses to acknowledge are most important. And so with that, Steve, I want you to line up a couple of more questions. I gotta catch my breath here, and then I'll jump back on.
Well, here's where we're at, everyone. This is critical. When it didn't matter what different military operation was going on, it became obvious that more effort was being expended and more money expense to vilify everyone from veterans, Bible believers, Christians, homeschoolers, constitutionalists, and murder is the order of the day. National Defense Authorization 1867 and all the other divine decrees, and I don't mean by the hand of God, but the usurpers of even the godly commands that honest rulers, godly rulers, are no threat to a people. But we're at the point now in the United States where wickedness rules the day. The church that that is supposed to have been the light of the world and the salt of the earth, put its light under a bushel, under a bucket, so that the world basically dictated to it, and the salvation that God sent Jesus Christ to not only triumph over the devil with, but to allow us redemption on God's term, has been belittled, mocked, scorned, and is now underway. When I first started on talk radio, I don't know, however many years ago, 2.5 decades, I guess, the point is that I said the Bible would be made illegal one day. The entire world's hatred would turn against Jesus and his followers. Meanwhile, the unbelieving, quote, those who claim to be believers, will side with the world in total rebellion against the Word of God, where God said friendship with the world is enmity with God. The New Age declarations that no one will enter into the New World Order without a Luciferic undergoing, if you will, an initiation is the word they used, was very much before our face. Yet on and on and on, the voice of the pulpit was silenced. The pulpit was turned into Jesus' temple, in which Jesus had enough sense to drive the moneylenders out. The entire cowardice, the entire denial of Jesus' name. Now, I'm Greg, you just let me know when you want to come back on, but the entire denial of Jesus' name has been the thing that's been the most heartbreaking to me. I have literally seen people cower and fear, claiming to be Christians, and look around with their eyes to make sure no one hears them utter the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and deny me, I'll deny you before the Father which is in heaven, my Father which is in heaven. People pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, but don't want anything to do with God, his kingdom, or his salvation through Jesus Christ. The merging of Christianity, Islam, and all the different isms, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, all roads lead to Rome, and all roads lead to God, has never been echoed stronger than from this contemporary pope. I've read what the Catholic apologists have said, and by the way, I'm not anti-Catholic. But when a man makes a statement in direct opposition to Scripture, and it can be read at face value, you don't need theologians to come in and pick every word apart. Jesus said, no man comes unto the Father except by me. And it's the exclusivity of Jesus' claims and Jesus' actions and rising from the dead that the whole world is absolutely in rebellion against. For those of you that want to see it from God's perspective, read the second psalm. The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord's anointed, saying, we will not have this man rule over us. And it goes on from there. So what we're watching now is the vilification of Christians, the nullification of Christians, and the next thing that follows is destruction. Greg and I, over the years that we've been in talk radio, have and look, this is fact. This isn't crying in our beer, or in my case, in Greg's case, iced tea. This is laying out for all of those of you who are still trying to hang out in the shadows and then sending me in the last month at least probably 50 emails of the evil encounters you're having in supposedly a Christian home, things showing up, things terrifying you this, things pressing you down, things trying to do things to your body. All of the things that the gates of hell have held back are now open. So when Greg Evenson, and again, he's a very, you know, humble guy, but let me just tell you this. If you knew his military pedigree, you'd sit up, you'd say, yes, sir, and you'd listen with all your heart. The peons, I almost said something, Greg, I'd probably have to apologize. Thank you, Lord. That continue to slander. Remember, we are now a nation of propaganda. We are not a nation of news reporting. Only 6% of the population trust the vomit brokers. I can understand why. Anybody that doesn't basically want to toss their cookies when they see someone else tossing their cookies has got a pretty strong stomach. But the smell and the grossness of it gets to everyone. That's how defiably wicked the mainstream press is. no one outside of that I know, okay, very few, I'll say it this way, very few people are calling for people to get right with Jesus, telling people to go back to the Lord, to go to his word. And you know, Greg, it's fascinating because we're going to talk about stuff tonight that is absolutely happening before everyone's eyes, and still they want to deny it. So go ahead, well, sir, if you've got your breath back.
Thank you very much. What's taking place, of course, is the ultimate final rehearsal before the unleashing of the most evil that planet Earth has ever seen. When we talk about as in the days of Noah, let me tell you, Noah and those days are going to be tame compared to what we're about to enter. And I have to tell you, I have to make an admission here to the folks listening. There was a point not long after I went to Mayo's Clinic. I was there 110 days, and I was with some of the finest surgeons on planet Earth. And I know when they were standing in my room sharing how I most likely would not make it through the night because of a serious, very serious ailment in my liver, that the nurse that had been such a sweet gal came in tears and was trying to say goodbye. That's tough for anybody, but it was tough for her. And when the doctors came the next night, and I prayed during that night, I said, Lord, if you're ready for me, then I'm ready for you. But if you've got anything left for me to do, then let me stay. I have the ability, I have the training, and I have been training good men and women to do this job. And so when those doctors came in to look at my body bag the next morning, and they saw me sitting on the edge of the bed, asking them if I could go home or we could play some cards, it was a revelation moment for these folks. And I just thank Jesus to this moment for the time that he gave me then and that he's giving me now. Steve, one of the greatest books I've ever read are those of yours, written by you, concerning the giants, the Nephilim. And every time I pick up one of those books, I get the same thrill that I did when I first read those books. I can't begin to tell you, Doug and Joe, what an author this guy is. Of course, you know that. But the fact is that what he has bring to bear is that which we need to know about right now. And we'll cover a little bit of that tonight, and perhaps Steve will find a moment to talk just a little bit about how all of that fits in right now with what we're talking about. Look, ladies and gentlemen, there is no way that we can bring to you the idea that what has been happening in parts of the world are so unbelievably evil, as I said earlier, and so completely wrought up in the scheme of the devil that there's just no way to, if I will, improve on it. No, I don't think so. But I will say this. There is no other way to improve on what Steve Quayle has written about the giants. And in fact, in my training sessions over the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, including Native Americans, including those who are studying and learning with me about how to set up defensive perimeters and how to make things work when they're really not expected to, but that we're going to have to make work or it is truly over. And so rather than look at it that way, folks, I want to look at it like God did give me this time. He's given Doug and Joe and Steve the same privilege to be on the block when all this comes down. And so we're trying to make sure that we are giving the best we can to make sure that the efforts that we make will succeed, that they will be out in front of us, that Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord, that you hear us talk so much about, are there because why? Because they created us. They put us out here to go the distance. And it's my absolute promise to you that only over my dead body will those people have any sense of success. And I am training and have trained many men and women, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, to take upon them the ability and the effort that they possess with their training to go out into the countryside and to make this work. And if it works, we have a chance. Do I believe that it's going to be the answer? No. Because what is going to happen will nullify the United States, world countries, world governments, Christianity to an extent, and all of this in our lifetime, on our watch. And so we cannot stop. Doug and Joe, what you've done for those that listen, and Steve, what you've done for those that listen and those that read about what you believe and what you've put out there is so incredible that they must read it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, before you do anything else in the next few days, please order these books, order any information from Doug and Joe, and go with what you read. Look, we finally came to a point, these good men and women, where we have named our effort, not Steve's, not Doug and Joe's, but our effort, Operation Giant Slayer. And it's because we've got good men like this FBI agent, and we are up against jihadi movements, the Boko Haram, the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS, of course, and what else? Well, all of the mosques across the country that are training to overtake this country, to do it in a way that will take as many down as they can possibly arrange for. Now look, their plan, in one word, is death. And don't think for one moment that those men in those positions are not right now in a position to take us at any moment. It's either coming this year, Steve, or it's coming early in 2017. Sorry, I get a little short of breath once in a while. And because of that, we are seeing more and more and more of the gates of hell that are opening across this planet. There is no stopping it. Nothing. Nothing short of the glory of God coming upon our planet and just saying no. But we have been so sin-filled and so beyond the curve in trying to put a stop to this that I do not believe it will happen. And I do believe that those that are responsible for these evil occurrences are there about ready to emerge from Antarctica, from South America, from portals across North and South America, and of course the other continents as well. So we are now coming down. Steve, I need another break here in a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I tell you, what we're going to cover in a little bit, from my perspective, are those ladies and gentlemen who have said, we will stand with you and others and your leadership, and we will do our best to take this down. It may not work, but I'll tell you this, we're going to do our very, very best. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Steve.
And Steve, go ahead. I just want to jump in here, only for one reason. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not gotten your, you've gotten a hold of or read Empire Beneath the Ice, what Greg Evenson is referring to, what I have come to learn through my research and investigation, the entirety of what is in Empire Beneath the Ice, written by Steve Quayle. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the link to Empire Beneath the Ice, and get yourself a copy of that book, because that provides a foundation and the groundwork for what Greg Evenson just explained to you, as well as Xenogenesis and Giants as well, Genesis 6 Giants. Those combined give you the blueprint for what we're saying. Steve, I didn't mean to interject or talk over
you.
Not
at all. But I'm going to read Isaiah 13 in the Septuagint. I'm going to explain what the Septuagint is, because, Doug, I get asked over and over again, what's the best translation of the Bible? And my answer to that is the one nearest to the original intent. Now, God is God, and he can watch over his word. The Bible says that, and God doesn't say, you know, I'm going to throw out 30 different translations, and just to be, you know, confusing to my people, I'll let them choose what they think is my word. No, God is jealous over his word to perform it. The scripture says God has exalted his word above his name. Now, that's a heavy statement. So the Septuagint, okay, this is the oldest Greek version of the Old Testament, and it's dated that 70 to 72 Jewish scholars, at the request of Ptolemy II, were charged with absolutely translating the Old Testament, okay? Now, I want to read from Isaiah 13. So this isn't some obscure, this is not the Apocrypha. We'll deal with that later in the show, but this is a very important translation. In other words, this is the truest translation of Isaiah 13, and it's from the original Hebrew by 70, or 72, some people claim 70, Septuagint obviously is referring to that number, but here's what it says. The vision which Isaiah, son of Amos, saw against Babylon. Lift up a standard on the mountains of a plain. Exalt the voice to them. Beckon with the hand. Open the gates, ye rulers. I give command and I bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time and insulting. A voice of many nations on the mountains, even like to that of many nations. A voice of kings and nations gathered together. The Lord has given command to a warlike nation to come from a land afar off, from the utmost foundation of heaven. The Lord and his warriors are coming to destroy all the world. Howl ye, for the day of the Lord is near, and destruction from God shall arrive. Therefore every hand shall become powerless, and every soul of man shall be dismayed. The elders shall be troubled, and pangs shall seize them as of a woman in travail, and they shall mourn one to another, and shall be amazed, and shall change their countenance as a flame. For behold, the day of the Lord is coming, which cannot be escaped, a day of wrath and anger, to make the world desolate, and to destroy sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and Orion and all the host of heaven shall not give their light, and shall be dark at sunrise, and the moon shall not give her light. And I will command, God speaking, evils for the whole world, and will visit their sins on the ungodly, and I will destroy the pride of transgressors, and will bring low the pride of the haughty, and they that are left shall be more precious than gold tried in the fire, and a man shall be more precious than the stones that is in Sapphire. For the heavens shall be enraged, and the earth shall be shaken from her foundation, because of the fierce anger of the Lord of hosts in the day in which his wrath shall come. Now there's two types of wrath in the Old Testament and in the New. there's the wrath of man. Obviously, nations going to war against nations, countries against countries, kingdoms against kingdoms. And then there's heaven and hell at perpetual war from Genesis 3:15. Now, the key verse here is this. The third verse, Isaiah 13:3 in the Septuagint, I give command and I bring them. Giants are coming to fulfill my wrath, rejoicing at the same time and insulting. Within the last 3 weeks, an actual book of King Og, who is one of the largest remaining giants that Israel had to deal with after the flood. His contempt for God, his contempt for God's followers is absolutely written in the cauldrons of hell. King Og. I think it's on my website someplace, Doug, if people want to go look at it. So why would Greg Evenson come on after pretty much a year in the hospital of whatever he said straight, that many, almost 3 months, a little over 3 months straight in the hospital, and why would he, after getting out and having fought for his life, be in contact with a one-star general and the general bring this very subject up? Now, Greg, I'm going to turn it back to you, and I want you to deal specifically about the giants in our Antarctica. Could you do that?
I can, and I appreciate that, Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, you just can't appreciate the breadth of information and scholarliness that Steve Quayle has, and that Doug and Joe are so good about putting in front of you. It would be so much easier to go other routes, but it would not be godly, nor would it be responsible. Look, folks, after a year of fighting, I just came up one night and my wife was there. What a precious gal. She has done so well by me and for me, and was there every moment when I was at Mayo's, and within the last month had a heart attack, and she is recovering, and grateful to God for that. But she is also in this group, if you will, that says we can no longer stand by and just say, well, whatever God has, he has. Can't do anything about it. Therefore, oh yes, there are things we can do. And I will tell you, Rod and Julie Romine down in southern Michigan, and I've got Ron and Kyle DuPrisi, such good brethren, and they are heroes. They are guys that have more than proven their worth in the fight against evil. And so I mention them because they deserve it. And with that, I will tell you that the same generals that over the years have kept me in the loop and said, look, one of these days, Craig, make no mistake, they're going to yard farm you, which is a kind of a crude way of saying, and you've heard it before, that they're just going to send in bombers and take out your home and all that you are. Well, may happen that way. May not. God just may hold them back. But I had a one star in recent weeks come back to me and say, look, you have to understand, keep your eyes fixed on the sky. And I couldn't figure it out. And finally, I couldn't. I didn't know if he was talking about aliens or what it might be. But finally, it came to me, and he gave me a little hint. He said, Craig, those giants that you and your friend talk about are the worst order of business we've ever tried to plan for. And so, would you please not stop informing all the soldiers, sailors, Marines, so forth, and all of the law enforcement people. Look, guys and ladies and gentlemen, there is no one I have greater respect for than those gentlemen who wear do their best and who are trying so hard to go by the terrible orders that have been set forth. And I've said over and over, gentlemen, ladies, do you get it that Nuremberg was about illegal orders? That was it. And, of course, there were other issues. But, listen, are you going to tell me that you're going to go out here into the countryside of America and wherever else you may be called upon to go, and you're just going to say, well, okay, whatever, whatever they order me to do, I will do? And I keep telling these men and women, and I've talked to some of them today, some day before yesterday, and it's this simple. They cannot follow those orders. And I've told them what will happen if they do. They will be held accountable for what they do, and they will be held accountable by men and women in this country who are trying so hard to make it work even yet. Where are these giants? Where are these evil ones coming from? They're coming from the Andes. They're coming from the Alps. They're coming from other mountain ranges. They're coming from areas on islands that people have not even heard of in most cases. Why? Because part of the evil is to keep this from you until the last moment. And then they will unleash everything at once, and there will be no way that we can fight it, no turning back. But, and I'm going to, again, I've been talking more than I've talked probably in 4 months, but this is such a joy for me to be with you tonight, folks, and with these brave men. So I'm going to ask if somebody up there will take and give me just a little bit more, and then when I come back, we're going to talk about the issues that are out there that have been discovered near Washington, D.C., in the last just very short time. So, folks, give me a break, would you?
I'll take it. Doug, do you want to comment before I take it?
No, go ahead, Steve.
Okay. One of the things that, and thank God Greg is coming on again, ladies and gentlemen, when his surgery, one of the, I forget which one, but they damaged his larynx and his vocal cords. So, you know, his whole respiratory system and his speech ability is he's just regaining that with his strength. But, you know, one of the reasons why I love Greg Evenson and why I respect him so much, and I've never been in the military, that's obvious to you, those of you who are. The point being is here you've got a soldier for the Lord Jesus Christ absolutely being raised off his deathbed and saying, I'm not going to give up. I have not talked to Greg about any of this stuff. I want people to understand this. Separate and apart from me. In other words, I'm not calling Greg every other day, checking on him to see how he is or everything, because I told Greg, I said, Greg, I'm going to let you heal. Every time he talks, and prior to this, it was very difficult for him to talk. I know he was on with Hawk last week or the week before. But the point that I'm trying to make is simply this. He's standing his post in his position. Greg is one of the two people I know that were zapped literally by a weapon system that most people, if they were on their what I would call their hyena and jackal boards, would say doesn't exist. So was Hawk. When Hawk went down for the 10 count, people immediately gathered around their jackal and hyena boards and said he was faking it. You know, and the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you better listen to this. I have not talked to Greg outside of asking him to come on this show in reference to anything concerning giants, Antarctica, or anything else. Now, look, it's obvious that the people people that monitor my email and phones and Greg's emails and phones and all their little spies and all their propagandites and all their little trolls from hell, all their invented intelligences, all their slanders, obviously they're working overtime. But Greg was told by a one-star general that the giants are coming. And I'll let him tell you exactly. From Antarctica, the tunnels between Antarctica and South America have been absolutely activated. And these things are a half mile wide by hundreds of feet tall. Did you get that? Doug, you understand how big that is? A half mile by 200 to 300 feet in the air. That's a 20 to 30 foot story building. Now, gee, why do they need tunnels that tall? You know, again, maybe we should get, we'd probably get in trouble, but the Jeopardy theme song that plays when questions are being pondered, or excuse me, answers are being pondered to the questions that have been presented. What's critical for people to understand is this. Even Adolf Hitler ended up in Peru. After doing a show with you, Doug, I don't know, a couple months ago, I was contacted by a gentleman. He's older, and he told me about his dad and told me about the migration of Hitler from Argentina to Brazil to Peru, but to the underground citadels of Peru. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not by chance or circumstance that we started in Peru with the True Legends series that Tim and the film crew have gone to on a couple occasions, as well as Europe and other places, to document this. So when Greg Evenson told me that his one-star general was telling him to warn the people, it is provocative in the sense that it's no longer hidden. The gates of hell are open. You're seeing animals born with human faces. You're seeing the Chinese cloning humans, announcing it. They will not sign to any agreement. The chimeras are coming back. Pregnant tyrannosauruses with, and by the way, that word means terrible lizard, is basically a pregnant, they're going to extract live DNA. I believe and have been told by people in the know that they already exist. And then if that's not enough, now you can put into perspective, and this is why I said, Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for looking after those things coming up on the earth. After 25 years, that's like what, about close to 40% of my life, talking about this stuff, the point is now you cannot deny the fact that the robot wars are here, that the, if you will, the Skynet is in place, that the end of human beings is going to be even more pronounced, the mouthpieces of hell. Who hates humanity more than anything or anyone or anyone or anythings in the entire universe? It's the devil, because God in his majesty created Adam originally in his image and likeness. Jesus Christ came to reestablish that likeness. We don't quit being men or women, and by the way, that's by that is by design, not by desire. The whole issue of gender confusion all goes back to the same thing. The devil is tearing up the image of men and women before your very eyes, and the kiss the enemy's butt embracing pulpits are going right along with it. Now, that's as tactful as I know how to be.
Steve, I'm sorry, Greg.
And do you have the your breath back, Greg?
I believe I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
I want you to focus, if you would, on specifically the general statement on Antarctica, the tunnels, and where they're going to come up throughout the world. Would you do that?
I sure will. Look, there are some good people in the Pentagon. There are some that I wouldn't give you 5 cents for. But there are, ladies and gentlemen, that are trying again, their best. Many were forcibly retired, including General Boykin, a tremendous warrior, Green Beret general. Look, folks, these guys are just beside themselves trying to think of a stronger term. They are just lost in grief over what's happened to the American servicemen and women and what's taking place in front of their eyes. But when I have a general tell me that these tunnels are so huge that you can have 10 B-52s wingtip to wingtip in those tunnels so they can be extricated and used for what? Well, for war against mankind. That all types of artillery and other weapons of war are in those tunnels. Now, here is something you may have heard, over the last few years, but that is simply that we are anywhere from 40 to 75 years out from the latest technology. We are that far down that there are weapons you have never heard of, seen used, seen demonstrated, or anything else. It is that great a problem we're dealing with. Now, see, this came to me today, and I almost fell off the edge of the chair here when you said this. Tyrannosaurus Rex, Thunder Lizard, Terrible Lizard, have you ever heard, and I shouldn't put you on the spot like that, but what I was told was that these Thunder Lizards, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, are going to be, in effect, the pets, the escorts for the giants. Now,
well,
I
have heard that, and the Germans even made a mockumentary about Hitler in Antarctica that showed one of the Nazi high command riding one as a pet. Okay, so they've already thrown that out. But go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
Well, no. I just it was so stupefying to me because, frankly, Steve, I had not heard that. That was out there so far on the edge of the branch. I'm talking the twig part. And but nonetheless, these giants are going to be using the tunnels that have the openings in all of the continents, as I mentioned before, and they are going to be quickly overrun by millions of giants and other creations of rogue science. We know that science is way ahead of what we think they have done, what they have actually created, and because of that, what we're going to see will be so beyond the pale that we simply won't be able to deal with it. And that's why when I speak, especially to a few of the guys that are guys I went to state trooper school with so many years ago, they're just going, Greg, this is nothing like this have I ever heard. And I told one not long ago, I said, please, put your thinking hats on and be ready, whether you're from South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, wherever you are from, and you are a trooper, you are going to be at the cutting edge of what is taking place now in these diabolical research laboratories. And what? How bad can it be? We can't describe it. And Steve, I have heard that, in fact, it was the One Star that said he believed that many of these giants were hybrids that were beyond what we have heard is the, quote, normal size of anywhere from 30 to 40 feet, that some of them are in excess of 50, 60, 70 feet or beyond. And again,
hold that thought, Greg. We're up against the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.